Stand on it, ESPN analyst wants anonymous voter who chose Angel Reese for Rookie of the Year to admit it. By Dylan Gwynn on October 5, 2024. An ESPN analyst is calling for the mystery voter who prevented Caitlin Clark from receiving the unanimous vote she should have received for Rookie of the Year to own it publicly. On Thursday, 66 of 67 WNBA Rookie of the Year (ROTY) voters chose Caitlin Clark to win the award. As they should have, after all, Clark had arguably the greatest rookie season in sports history. However, because the votes of WNBA ROTY voters are anonymous, we do not know the identity of the person who voted for Caitlin Clark's archrival, Angel Reese. Now, ESPN's Andrea Carter wants that voter to come forward. And this is why we would love for the WNBA to make voting not anonymous, Carter said on WNBA Countdown. Because if you are the person that had that one vote, you should just be able to stand on it. And we should know who you are. In the NBA, voting is not anonymous. So, I would love for the WNBA to make the voting so we see who put the votes where. Kara makes an excellent point. What is the point of making the voting anonymous? To prevent voters from getting hate mail? The media members who vote for these awards generally make a living liberally dispensing criticism at players, coaches, fans, and other media members. If they can dish it, they can be served. Anyway, here's a reminder of Caitlin Clark's dominance on the floor this year and why it was beyond absurd for anyone to consider voting for anyone else. Clark eclipsed records for the most points scored by a rookie in WNBA history. The all-time scoring record for a point guard, the new mark for most assists in a single game. The record for most assists in a single season by any WNBA player. And the rookie record for the number of triple-doubles in a season. She also passed Diana Taurasi for second place for the most made three-pointers by any player in a season. And that's not even mentioning her impact on team and league merchandising, attendance, and viewership. So yeah, it's pretty ridiculous to vote for anyone else. But, if you're going to do it, own it.